welcome. Not to another place to learn, but to a field where you can finally lay it all down, where you can stop carrying just for a moment, and where you can be met and recalibrated. This is Whispers for the Ones Who Lead. Let's begin. I invite you to close your eyes and place your hands somewhere on your body, somewhere where it hurts or it's tight or it longs to soften. If it's uncomfortable on your body, holding your forearms or your hands, and let this touch be your first act of self-mercy. Take a breath, breathing in through the nose, and let your breath descend down through the chest into your heart. And as you follow your breath into your heart space, now gently beginning a journey inwards, leaving the noise from outside of ourselves and fully turning inwards. And arriving into your heart space, as you arrive here, taking a breath, as you breathe and exhale, letting your whole body soften, scalp, eyes, eye sockets, jaw, neck, shoulders, stomach, hips, legs, your arms, your hands, everything. With each exhale that you have here, ask yourself if you can get looser, if you can get heavier. And let your body follow, using the breath, using the exhale. Good. We enter here through your heart, through the soft center of all that you are. And your heart space opens like a doorway, a shimmering pulse. Step through. As you step through the threshold, however that looks for you, you find yourself floating, maybe dissolving into a field of pure light. This light is pearlescent with hues of purples, pinks, and blues. It is tingly, it is sparkly, and it is a shimmering expanse of where all things begin, end, and cycle. This is the energy of creation, and you are not separate from it. You are made of this. The energy of all that is, of creation itself. And here, you remember that it always exists within you, that you are not behind, you are not late, you are not broken, You are simply returning. Stay here for a few breaths and let this light, this energy, this charge, not just hold you, but flow through you. Perhaps your essence absorbs this beautiful charge through your body, lighting up every cell in your body, bringing it online, aware, awake, and ready. Take a breath. Let this feeling, this remembrance, show you what it feels like to be the same frequency as Source. Unified, whole. This light, this space, this knowing begins to guide you downward, gently, naturally, not falling, but being drawn like a root returning to soil. You descend down through the light, down into the pulse of the earth. Breathe. Let that descent be slow. Let gravity hold you. What would it feel like if gravity held you as you moved deeper below? You're making your way to the heart of the earth, the center of Mother Gaia. Perhaps you arrive at a cave. Perhaps you arrive at a temple. Perhaps you arrive at the center of a rose, a crystal, or a particle of soil itself. Wherever you arrive, the walls are pulsing with life, soft, earthen, and warm. You step in. The frequency here is very different, completely unique. And as you step deeper into this place, knowing that you are inside the heart of Earth herself, you are not alone. She knows you. She has waited for you, for this moment. And here, in this cave, in the temple, in the rose, in the earth, you can feel it. The pulse of pause, the breath of rest, and the ancient wisdom of stillness. This is not stillness as waiting or absence, This is stillness in preparation. Stillness as a ceremony. Stillness as the prelude to your greatest celebration. And rest is not stagnation. It's integration, embodiment. Ask her now, ask the Great Mother, what does true pause feel like for me? What does mercy look like for me? How in this moment can I choose tenderness over punishment? Where can I forgive myself, not because I've earned my place, because my heart deserved it, and peace thrives there? How can I hold that, or how can I be that, even for a moment? Let those answers rise, not as thoughts, but as feelings, as warmth in your hands, or perhaps as breath. And now, let her show you what's coming. Let her remind you that in this embodiment, in this pause of returning, of space, of peace of self, let her show you what's possible because you've paused. Let her offer you the frequency of celebration, not the kind that's loud or witnessed, but the kind that rises from embodiment, from space, effortlessly, joyfully and truthfully. Let it ripple through your field now with discernment over what is for you or for others. Because you allowed a pause, because you allowed rest, because you chose self-mercy, your divine gaze turned inward, not judging, not fixing, simply witnessing with compassion. And how, through your own breath, this grace made you human. Breathe. Let her hold you a little longer. Let her hold you in the comfort and confidence that everything starts with you. She shows you this, this compassion, mercy, grace, and celebration, because she longs for it for the earth. It's needed in the earth. And she needs the leaders to feel it first. When you're ready, we're going to gently rise from the earth's heart space. Slowly leaving the temple, stepping out of the cave or back up through the soil, back through the beautiful pearlescent light that is tingly and sparkly. You can let these beautiful sparkles shower you as you pass through them, cleansing your body, cleansing your being, your space, your essence. Coming through this beautiful, tingly, sparkly light, returning into your heart space, into your body, back into the hands, into the chest, the belly, back to the stillness within your bones. You are here. You are held, and you're ready not to perform, but to prepare for what's next. Take your rest. Take your space. Take your time. Knowing that this will amplify how we are celebrated by life itself. I walked beside sacred leaders at every stage, the crescendos, the collapse, and the voids in between. And this whisper isn't performance, it's permission to pause, to be met, to prepare for the beauty that is still to come, that's yearning to come. Let this integration hold you so that life can celebrate you back. And I'll see you soon.